I'm Pam Evanson.
I'm Dan Lappin, and this is Breaking Sales, a nonconformist take on rejecting the sales status quo. Join the Lappin 180 team as we break the tried and died sales tactics and techniques that are failing you and your prospects.
I love the topic of routine because I know from my own experience how hard they are, but how incredible they are. But then what I found myself getting into more and more of, and I'd be interested in your opinion, is this concept of choices.
What do you mean by that?
Well, as you know, we teach our clients to try to build a very strong morning routine because there's science and research that does suggest 100%, you know, stack some wins early, gain some momentum early, right? Stick to whatever your routine is when you get up, whether it's working out, walking the dog, when you have your coffee, maybe a little journaling, some mindset work, maybe reading a little bit so that you feel like you've created some knowledge for the day, right? Things to build momentum from within yourself versus waiting for momentum to happen outside of yourself, right? And you and I know we've done a lot of work on that with our clients and continue to do so, you know, like intrinsic momentum from routine versus extrinsic momentum from something happening that you can't control anyways. And so you're going to wait on it to happen. And what if it doesn't happen? Right.
Right.
But then it comes to this idea of choices, because that's where, well, do I get up? I know I'm supposed to. What choice do they make? Right. I know I'm supposed to walk the dog. Or I'm supposed to go to the gym. What choice do I make? I'm trying to journal, but I don't know about the journaling today. I got a lot going on, you know, choice, right? Breathing, meditation, choice, sticking to my calendar. Because every morning, right, I've decided I'm prospecting because that's when I'm at my best. Choice, do I stick to it? What I found is it's one thing to set the routine up, but the immediate impact is, what are the choices that you're making regarding the routine?
Okay, but I have a question. What makes us think we have a choice? So, for example, let's use us for an example. Because this always does sometimes perplex me. If it's a coaching day, I don't have a choice throughout the day of what I'm going to do. It's already been decided, and it is not my decision to change that. I just can't go into a client and say, I know we're supposed to have a session right now, but I don't feel like it, and I'm going to change some things up. We don't have that ability. And so I wonder if there's a way to think about it. And I would never even think about walking into a day with a client and saying, you know what? I don't feel like doing this session right now. I actually feel like doing this instead, so I'm going to change some things up. Like, to me, it's maybe we could dive deeper on sometimes why we feel like we have a choice versus thinking about it differently. I've already made the choices. I made the choices when I scheduled this day. I made the choices when I put together my morning routine. It's not for me to change that. I don't have that ability. The day was set 6 months ago. I don't have the ability to make a different choice in the moment. I wonder if there's something there we could tease out. I made the choice when I set up the day with my client. We predetermined what this day was going to look like. When that day arrives, the choice has been made. So I wonder if there's a way we could look at it. Because you and I both know, Dan, there's circumstances that exist where I made the choice to fly out at this time on this day. When this time and this day arrives, I can't make a different choice.
I love that. Here's my argument back. If I have a different perspective, as most of our clients do. But Pam, I do have a choice. I got my day set up and I know I'm supposed to make these 2 hours of outreach or 3 hours of outreach. But I also have a client that I really like and enjoy, and I want to make sure that we do a good job of answering their questions and getting this follow-up information to them. And so I do have a choice. And then as the day prolongs, maybe I can switch some things out later in the day and do my outreach there. And then when that later in the day in the afternoon arrives, you know, maybe there's another meeting I want to go to. So I think for a lot of people, Pam, they would argue they do have a choice. Nothing's truly set in stone on their calendar.
And I would argue that's the wrong way to look at it.
I mean, I agree with you, but that's why I'm interested on how you would approach that, because I agree with you 100%. You're looking at it from the wrong lens. I like the lens that you're looking at it from.
So this is why Oliver taught me zero sum. And this is why he taught me the night before to allocate everything that allows me to feel like that's going to be a productive day. I get everything done that I need to get done. I've given time and attention to the things that need time and attention, because when left to our own, we will make a poor decision in the moment, which is why zero summing has been so effective. And Dan, I'll tell you, I don't know if I could do what I'm doing today. Okay. We all know, like with our schedules, I have the ability to call somebody up and say, I'm not coaching you today. So I do feel like that discipline of deciding in a future moment what my day is going to look like, it does help to stay disciplined when that day arrives and I don't have the ability to change it. So I do think sometimes we might give ourselves too much permission, when in reality, I think we shouldn't give ourselves that permission.
That would impact the choices part. The other thing that impacts the choices that I've experienced and I've seen most people do is it's your baseline for your choices. I think most times people make choices that reflect where they currently are, whether it's as a parent, whether it's as a spouse, I mean, a significant other, a teammate, or just individually where they want to go in their career. I think most people default to making choices based on where they currently are in any one of those roles and responsibilities, where you have to become more aware of, wait a minute, does this choice represent where I am today or where I want to be or where I'm going tomorrow?
Yeah. It's, you know, look at things like meal prepping. I'm following this trainer right now and he's a big believer. Give yourself one or two options that you rotate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't give yourself so many choices. Limit choices. So like even things like meal prepping, planning ahead so you don't make a different decision in the moment. Like I do believe there are things that you can't give yourself a choice. You'll make the wrong one.
The thing about what you just said, though, especially on the meal prep, right? Don't give yourself multiple choices. Give yourself one or two. The reason, though, you're able to do that, which is discipline, is because you have a clear vision of where you're going.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, maybe you wouldn't be as disciplined, but you have a clear vision of where you're going and why you want to go there. And so then it's easy for you to make that choice because you know that is a routine, that is a pattern that's going to help you get to where you want to be.
So maybe, Dan, it's like, okay, I have this morning routine. I know there's things I have to do. Maybe it's I give myself a limited menu of options on how I'm going to use that time, but it's not just for any choice I want to make. Maybe I limit in the morning. These are the things I can choose from to start maybe honing in on that discipline.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. It's a great idea.
You understand, right? Why what you are describing is that you don't have a choice makes sense. There's a lot of reasons behind that. You know, obviously, right? It's because of your commitment. It is your discipline. It's your identity. It's a bit of your reputation because you don't want to let people down. You want to make sure that you are there to lead as the coach. You are there to inspire as the coach, and you take that very serious. And so there's no way in hell, right, you're going to deviate from what you've already committed to. So there is no choice.
No, no choice.
Right. But for most, I think that's where they all get stuck.
Okay, but let's reword that. There was a choice and I already made it.
That's true. That's very, very true. You did make a choice. No one forced you into that choice. You did make that choice.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I like this topic because, you know, we as human beings make choices based on comfort zones. We don't make them based on discomfort. I think all of us have the ability, though, to make them on discomfort, again, if we become clear on where we're headed with it and why. How does it serve us and why? And I think that's something that would be a great topic for us to discuss.
Thanks for listening to Breaking Sales. If you want to get engaged with us outside of the podcast, be sure to go to our website, lappin180.com, go to contact us. You can also engage with us on LinkedIn at Dan Lappin or Lappin180.